You made me remember on Saturday, or maybe it was even Friday, I talked about the fact that the word has a sacramentality. That expression comes from Pope Benedict. And it's food. Now we're going to begin this long discourse of Jesus, 72 verses. Well, not really, because the first part is about 50-something verses. Opening up for us, if we'll open up our hearts and listen, the mystery of Jesus Christ as our food, as wisdom, and as flesh and blood. And it's going to go on now for quite a while. It begins with the line that we ended with. You heard the crowd said, well, he's not here, let's get out of here. So where'd he go? So they got in boats and went across. Tiberius is over here, and Capernaum is up there. Actually, they were probably on the other side. And as we'll learn from the almost last line of the whole chapter, they're in the synagogue at Capernaum. Now, if you go to Capernaum today, you'll see a synagogue, but that's not the one. It's the one under it that you can't see, where Jesus, the Son of God, told us all these things, you see. And the theme, there are going to be two themes. I hope you read it. You know, read a bit of it every day and beg the Holy Spirit to let this reality penetrate your spirit. Okay. The basic principle is the last line. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. What does that mean? It means this is the work that God does in you. That's the work. How many times in this text are we going to have, nobody comes to me except the Father draw him? I had a suggestion. I hope it's a good one. Take your Bible and Xerox John 6 and then put it someplace and mark it all up. Underline, you know, or highlight. How many times the Lord says, nobody comes to me unless the Father draw him. And they shall all be taught of God. All these phrases, huh, which show us, if you remember how much we did last week on this, Jesus is the wisdom of God talking to us. Now, wisdom for us is something going on in your head. See, but it's really something that should be going on in the depth of your spirit. And that wisdom is food. But his body and blood are food. Jesus is the wisdom of God. And so is both. And if we ponder this slowly, we can learn a lot. Today, as I say, the line is the last one. See, what works shall we do? What shall we do to accomplish the works of God? Plural. They want to know which ones of the law should they do so that they can follow his direction. This is the work of God. It's not what you do, it's what my Father does. That's the work of God. And that you yield to. You hunger and thirst for, and you yield. It's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day. You see, you can read the scriptures two ways. You can devour it, or you can receive it. When you devour it, you're eating it like a steak, yours. When you're receiving it, you're just allowing it to come into you. And you have to do that. This discourse is so full. And so it's going to be, yes, it's about his body and blood. And you'll hear it at a certain point in the text, verse 51, actually. It changes. He's calling himself all the time here the bread of life, okay? It starts tomorrow, I think. But after a while, he's going to say, living bread. I'm the living bread. Now, if our hearts don't hunger and thirst for him as wisdom of God, it's not going to help to receive the Eucharist. It's a ceremony. It's not. In itself, it's a sacrament. But do we hunger and thirst for him? Do we want him to be the source of our life? Him to be our wisdom, you see? So that's what this text sets up in the way it ends today. Now there's going to be interaction going on. Well, what shall we do when we, for the works of God, which is the one we have today? Oh, give us this bread always. All these. Our fathers ate manna in the desert. You know, Moses gave them. Are you greater than Moses? You remember Jesus' answer? Moses didn't give you that bread. My Father gave you that bread. And now he's giving you more bread. Me. I'm your wisdom. I'm your insight. I'm your very physical food. How many healings have taken place in people's bodies as they receive the Eucharist? Huh? So we're opening up this, and this is the theme during this time of Easter reading. We're going to go right through the whole chapter of 6 of John. But if you want, you know, you can Xerox, blow it up a little easier on your eyes, and then start to go through. How many times do you have the notion, nobody comes to me unless the Father draw him? Underline him in yellow, green, whatever you want. You know? Then go back and see. And so it gets to be in your bones. The bread and wine we receive, the body and blood of Jesus, that'll get into our bones. Willy-nilly. Now we have to get the word into our bones. You remember how Jeremiah said, when I found your word, I devoured it. You remember that? I took it in. See, because the Eucharist as body and blood of Christ and the Eucharist as wisdom have in common, that we eat them both. You've got to take it in. Wisdom. You can't just look at it like a billboard. Buy Coca-Cola. Okay, fine. No, it's got to come into you. That means you've got to take it in. You've got to eat it. You remember that? How many of the prophets, Lord said here, eat this scroll. Remember? Most of the time it was sweet in my mouth and sour in my stomach. It's going to be hard to take. So, as we get this very precious week when we meditate on the Eucharist. But we're meditating on what? We are eating and drinking the flesh and blood of the wisdom of God.